Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. When I shall see in the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. Well, this is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. Oh, my friend, the president is now in Vietnam apologizing for the Vietnam War. The Russian is arming to the teeth, threatening America. China's armor to the teeth, threatened America. And all the other nations who are fighting America. That's not all. The Democrats are fighting. The Republicans are fighting. They all are fighting one another. My friends, Jesus' disciple asked him, Master, tell us when the end time. Give us some signs when the end time. We want to know when the end time. But he told them, said, no man know the end time. Even the angels that bow down before my Father daily, they do not know the end time. But he said, when you see walls and Romans of walls, when you see earthquake in divers places, pestilence, famine, disasters, destruction. Husband and wife are fighting. Brothers and sisters are fighting. Neighbors are fighting. Your walls, rooms of walls, worldwide. Everybody wants what somebody has. I'm here to tell you that these are the signs of the coming of the Lord. They're knowing all that the times are hand. My friend, today, with a heavy heart, however, he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you call upon his name with your sincere heart, he will save you from your sin. You know, my friend, the birds are still falling from the air. The fish are still floating on the beaches. The homosexual are still married. And now they are going back to the judge to get divorced. Oh, they thought marriage was a good thing. But they find out marriage ain't no good thing. Life is an up and down process. Now they want to be free to practice their homosexual act. The governor and Obama give it to them, and he lived to see it is abomination in the sight of God. Why do a president give order for human to practice an act legally that is abomination in the sight of God? It's beyond my vocab to entertain the fact that a learned black man as president will give the homosexual authority to practice, to legally practice an act that is abomination in the sight of God. This is a call to repentance program, universal, as the word floats through the air. I do hope and pray that as the world scans the internet, it will pause for a moment and listen to what thus said the Lord. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, my friends, they are fighting in the bedroom, in the living room, in the kitchen, in the washroom, on the porch, in the yard, in the street, worldwide. No one cannot stand the other. But my friend, this is all a fulfillment of the coming of the Lord. He said, if the dumb, the blind, the sick, the lame, hungry, thirsty, naked, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want you to know that I am the Holy Spirit. I'm a fellowship of the unashamed. I'm not ashamed to own Jesus because he's my Savior. I'm not ashamed when the world point you finger at me and said, oh, I am a holy roller. Because Jesus said, he will put his spirit in me and he live in me. And the life that you see I now live is no more I, but it's the Christ that live in me. My friend, today, you too can testify today that Christ lives in you. Because when the eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord and his truest martyrdom, when I have a fix on the prize, my future is secure. I won't slow down. I won't look back or back away. I'll be still. Until I finish my work. When my work on earth is done here, I am a looking prepare to meet him in there. Or if he shall come or call, either one. I'm ready for either one. My past have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future secure. I no longer need prosperity, position, promotion, or popularity to be heard. I know I don't need to be top on the pyramid, on the mountaintop, on the hill, to be recognized or praised or rewarded. I know walk by faith, learn by faith, run with patience, run my race with patience. Lift my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. When I was upset, my gant are fast. My goal is heaven, my road is narrow. And my way is rough. My companion of few. My guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought with all the rice in China, the gold in Kentucky, or the silver in New York. I won't be deterred. Wouldn't be compromised, be told long way, turn back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, negotiate in the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemy, or pundit at the pool of popularity. Amended in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up until I have stored up, stayed up, reached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. Because he will die to save a wretch like you and me. They hang him high and they stretch him wide. And he didn't say the word. They pierced him in his side. Blood and water came from his side. And he said that, and you read in the spiritual, there was a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's hand, and sinners plunged beneath that blood. Lose all their guilty stain. Ah, beloved, today you can lose all your guilty stain. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I must tell it until he come for me. And when he come for me, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. And he said, Simon said, Thomas, trust your hand in my side. As you press me in my side, and trust your finger in the palm as they nailed me to the cross. So now, these are the evidence that he had crucified me. And now I'm going on to my Father. But he tarried in Jerusalem until he be endowed with power from on high. Our beloved, today, this is a call to humanity. Whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't you want to be saved today? That's the question. that you want to be saved today. Our scripture they would be taken from. First Corinthians, the 16th chapter. I will read from the 1 to 24. It said, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the church of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him a store, in store, as God hath prospered him. Let there be no gathering when I come. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letter, then will I send to bring your liability unto Jerusalem. And if we be met, then I go also. They shall go with me. Now I will come unto you when I shall pass through Macedonia. For I do pass through Macedonia. And it may that I will abide, yea, and render with you, that ye may bring me on my journey, whithersoever I go. But I will not see you now, by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. Now if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord, as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desire him to come unto you with the brethren. But his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have convenient time. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephens, and it is the first fruit of Archie, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Submit yourself unto such and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stevens and Fontinus and Arcadus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge them that are such. The Church of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord. With the church that is in their house, all the brethren greet you. Greet ye one another with a holy kiss. The salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. My brother, this is the last letter of Brother Paul in the book of the First Corinthians, a letter of instruction, a letter of correction, a letter of instruction, a letter that warning the saints to have faith in God. A letter warning the saints that God is faithful to do whatever he promised. This is a letter to the saints, knowing whatever situation confront them, that God is able. He stands waiting. Say, bring all your cares, bring all your cares. Say, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you are burdened down today and cannot see your way, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Say, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Ah, my friend, there is rest for the weary. There is water for the thirsty. There is bread for the hunger. There is sight for the blind. There is speech for the dumb. If you are weary and sad, you lighten your burden. But you have to take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. You make your burden light. He'll make everything up right. Won't you take it to Jesus? Won't you take it to Jesus? He promised, he promised. He is faithful to his promise. He is faithful to his promise. Never, never to leave you. Never to forsake you. He'll be by your side in every trial of ours. In every disappointment you confronted, as you are travel on this sea of time, this gulf of time, trying to get it to the other shore. You see, I promise. He promised that he promised. He'd be by you. Amen. To help you across you in the storm cloud. By heavy and the billows rose to high heaven and go down to the depths. I'll be there with you. Oh, my friend, before I leave you, I don't want to leave you. Amen. You see, I set before you an open door, a blessing and a cursing. Choose you this day. Choose you this day. There is two trains. One is upward bound, and one is downward bound. The upward bound, they call them the heaven bound train. And he will land you. He's traveling to where the gates of pearl and the streets of gold. The water of silver water running down the throne of God. And Jesus, my Lord, is standing with outstretched hand, and the cherubim high in this place, welcoming you. The luscious green garden and the tree of life. You will enter to and you will eat of the fruit of life, and you will never die. How about my friends? That's another train, the downward train. It's called the hellbound train that the devil himself is the engineer. You say, you will well pay your fare. And I will show you, I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. You have cheated, you have murdered, you have backbite, you have stolen, you have defrauded, you have told lies, or you have did all these abominable, unlawful behavior to numerous to come. So the life you had paid live while you're upon the earth here, and that's the price you, that is the price you would pay to ride on this hellbound train. And he said, yes, you would pay your fare. Well, you will pay your fare. And I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not and the fire not quench. My friend, what a payday. What a payday. After you have lived your life of vanity, prosperity, and evil, your payment is in the lake of fire, where the worm die not and the fire not quench. Ah, beloved. But yes, my friend, you still have that 1 minute. Still, he is pleading. It is not his will that you go in the lake of fire, but he's pleading you right now. If you only call upon the name of the Lord, call upon his name, he'll save your soul. He'll make you whole. He will lift you up, and he'll turn you around, and he will set your feet on the solid rock. He'll establish your going. He put a song praise on you, song in your mouth, a song in your heart, praises in your mouth unto the Most High God. And you too can say, what a happy time it be when we all get home. I beloved, it when we all get home. You too will have that ride on that upward train. Brother, gates of pearl and the streets of gold and the luscious garden wait, await you where you never die. But make your choice. But if you fail to ask God to save you, you are headed to the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not good. I leave you for this time. But remember, we're alive. And God with us. We'll be back next time. This week. Dr. Cox, Master Time. But the world today, the world is reeling and rocking. The world like a drunken man. The world is reeling. The world is rocking. Jesus said, who's ever called upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. They shall be saved. You too can come. You too can come. He's have outstretched hand. Whosoever will, let him come and be saved. Outstretched hand. He's pleading for you right now. He's pleading for you right now. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke and learn, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And you shall find rest unto your soul. God bless you. Amen.